617-931-1234. You can call or text into the show right now. We were just talking about the incendiary statement I made on social media.
I mean, Carson, like, you say some dumb stuff, but this was not one of them.
I just simply asked if it was expensive to have your brakes done for $1,900 in a group on Facebook that is all about asking questions about your vehicle. And, you know, 168 comments later, a bunch of comments had to be deleted. Political affiliations came out. People were posting flags, posting their, you know, their presidential candidate.
I mean, isn't the reason that, like, you want to support local businesses here, Carson? There are mechanics out there that went to school for this sort of thing. That's what they do. Well, why are you trying to take their money?
I just didn't want to get ripped off. It just felt like $2,000 was a lot of money to have some brakes
done.
Because I haven't had it done in a while.
As opposed to doing it on your own, I mean to say.
Right, right. And I mean, it's, truth be told, I'm a little bit mechanical. But like,
well,
changing your brakes,
you don't do.
And I might need rotors too. I didn't know, and you know, are my rotors still good? Not good. You know, all that sort of stuff. No,
I feel
I'm not
like
a
brakes
mechanic.
Are something you don't want to just be like, oh, I'll give it a shot and hope that they work.
Yeah, and I imagine there's a few extra tools that you need.
I just mean the last thing you want is being like, well, I have some extra parts here. It should be okay.
Right. And I mean, I live in the city. I'm going to be out there on this tiny little side road trying to throw my truck up on jack stands or something. And then you're going to yell at me and call me a Nancy boy. Someone called me a Nancy boy.
They called you a lot of things, and it's just not okay.
My mother's named Nancy, and she's very tough.
No, I wanted to go back at them so hard. It was hard not to. Kristen is from Plymouth and got into a huge fight on social media over what?
Over, so Kristen and Kenny, as fellow dog owners, I'm sure you can appreciate this, mm-hmm. that there is no such thing as bad dogs, just bad dog owners.
Facts.
I am not one of them. Facts. And so I'm a couple of years ago, I moved from one town to another. And I posted on the town Facebook page, which people have a lot of opinions, and I didn't see this coming, saying, you know, does anyone can recommend a dog groomer that doesn't have any sort of breed restrictions? Because I have a senior pit bull, and there's a lot of false, uneducated stereotypes. Mm-hmm. And in the Facebook page, I said, you know, here's a picture of Lola for visibility. Thank you very much in advance. And someone said, why do you have a killer?
Come on.
You know, yeah, it was really bad. And then there's pit bull owners. There's something very passionate about us where we do our best to educate and protect our babies because it seems like they need a little more guarding and standing up for than other breeds. So then I reposted a picture of my dog licking a cat saying, oh, yeah, this is certainly the face of a killer. And people actually came to my defense saying she just came on to look for a groomer, and the moderator actually removed the person from the group.
Yeah, let him know.
I'm just going to say,
yeah.
One of the most adorable things on social media right now on Instagram, go find the famous Miss Peaches, who is a pit bull owned by Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports. And I didn't know a lot about the pit bull breed. This is the most adorable dog I've ever seen in my life.
Pit bulls are loving,
most
kind
adorable.
Dogs. They are raised improperly by bad people.
All right. Ashley from Wyndham got into it on social media, too. What was it about?
So my husband's birthday was coming up, so I posted on an area like Eats page for like restaurant recommendations, things, and I just said, hey, I'm looking for a kid-friendly brewery because my husband wants to go for his birthday, but he wants to spend the day with the family, so I thought we could, you know, hit up a brewery. It was in the summer. We'll be outside kind of thing. And I had hundreds of comments, and most of them were that I was a bad mother for taking my children to a brewery. Breweries are not places for children. And also that I was the reason why drunk driving accidents happen because I was going to a brewery with my children.
Wow.
And
wow.
What is wrong with you? Unreal. I have never.
The last brewery I went to had more kids seating than it had adult seating.
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome.
I was at a new brewery in Medford a couple weekends ago, and there was 100 kids running around.
You do you, girl. You do you.
We found one. It was lovely. We had a great time.
You're the reason people drink and drive.
Oh, my gosh.
And I bet if that person saw you into your face, they would say nothing.
Nobody would ever say that
to your
face.
And they probably don't have children.
People get Twitter fingers on the internet.
They forget what our parents did.
Yeah. A lot of y'all have never been hit in the face, and it shows in real life.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.